Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me is Joe Hogle, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. We have a packed show for you today. Let me just run through the lineup, Joe. At 10:15, Leroy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal, 40 years fixing people's basements, calling in. He's going to be talking about how he helped Sal out in Geneva with some type of concrete and foundation challenge. Joe, you guys use them at Permaseal all the time, don't you?
We do. We refer to them exactly for that kind of stuff. And the concrete raising.
Which is huge right now.
Absolutely.
Because the weather is broken and it's concrete raising season. At 10:30, we're going to do our great grocery giveaway winner. We moved it up in the show. So, and I'm hoping to get my daughter, Carly, is 17 years old today.
How many entrants?
We have over 1,000.
Great.
The highest entry out of any contest was 4,000. And you know I'm very competitive. So I would like to top that. So I would like all of our listeners right now, if you haven't entered.
You're competitive?
Yes, just okay, a little good. Bit. I got a little competitive nature in me.
You got a little edge.
If you haven't noticed, please go to WGN David Down. Go to WGNRadio.com/contests and register to win a $200 gift certificate, or the grand prize is a Caputo's $4,800 grocery giveaway, $400 worth of gift cards a month for 12 months. To enter is free. So I don't know why all of our listeners aren't stopping what they're doing right now and going to WGNRadio.com/contest to register. At 10:45, David Berryhill, the owner of Architect, is going to come in to talk about how he helped one of the listeners. He advertised a lot on WGN. He's a fixture on Roe Show.
Great guy. I met him at that lunch.
Yeah, we had a sponsored lunch at the beginning of the year at Roy's facility.
Great guy, great company.
A great company. So he's getting a lot of calls right now. The weather's breaking, as we talked about. Talk about the differences between low maintenance versus wood decks, which I found interesting because he's getting a lot of emails from WGN listeners about. So we're going to talk about the composite material of low maintenance as opposed to actual wood decks. Then we have the Will Santiago calling in at 11 o'clock to talk about how Oscar, we have a listener, Oscar in Oak Park, who's listening right now. He listens to the show every single weekend in his garage. And now he's spending a lot more time in the garage, it seems, because of the stay-at-home. A lot of people are. And he's going, I'm spending so much time here. I want to take this 40-year-old garage and flip it into something that, you know, I'm going to enjoy while I'm out here.
I'm painting my garage. Tommy Jenke is doing his garage.
So it's garage season.
It's garage season.
Again, you know, when you get 50 degrees, you kind of get out and you're cooped up in your house. So right. Will's going to talk about how he's helping Oscar, a show listener in Oak Park. MegaPros Joe at 11:15, Joe, we have Nick Drivas from the Grill House Restaurant. He is a recipient of the $1,000 essential worker check to help us feed essential workers. He's going to talk about what his company and what he's doing to help. This week we fed, I've got to remember, you know, we're feeding so many people. We fed, thank you to Vicino's Pizza. We fed the UPS facility, like 60 drivers and the office staff on Shermer Road in Northbrook. The Advanced Disposal, which is the large waste hauler in my community. They're my waste haulers in my neighborhood. 50-60 employees, drivers, men and women in the office and outside in the transfer facility off of Shermer Road. We fed them. We also fed the workers at Jewel Food Store and Sunset Foods in downtown Northbrook. So thank you.
We talked about it earlier. It's a lot of work getting the food into those places.
Yes, it is.
You do a lot of the coordination and you do the delivery, which really impresses me.
So, and then this week we have Nick calling in and a lot of things going on. And of course, the round table coming up at 11:30. But first, Joe, I was on with Ro. Do we have Julia, Sammy? All right, phone lines open. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Julie, I was on with Ro on Thursday. okay, to talk about.
You're like a radio star, aren't you?
A D-level radio star. I'm trying to move up in the food chain. But Roe had me on to talk about the, you know, forbearance and a bunch of other things going on, and to promote the grocery giveaway. The great grocery giveaway, which you can register at WGNradio.com/contest. And I got this email from Julia, who's on the phone. I need to start by thanking you for the straightforward and uplifting way you help so many people. I've listened to you for a long time at WGN, and I am continually amazed at your genuine, compassionate, and quote-unquote give-back philosophy that you share with so many. I truly mean that. I have grown my debt. My current situation has grown out of control over 25 years. Okay, I've struggled as a single mom of six and did whatever necessary to keep a roof over our heads. Horrendous credit card bills. I have a mortgage of $232,000. I pay $2,400 a month for taxes included in that, and her rate is 6%. And Julie is on the phone right now. The value of her home is about $325,000. I have $50,000 of credit card debt that I unwisely use to keep going. I have a credit score of 641. I'm 68 years old. And I'm still working full-time to keep the monthly payments, okay, to keep up with the monthly payment. Wow, I'm depressing myself, she wrote in her email. I figure if anyone could put me on the right path, it's you, no pressure. So I got that. As I'm on with Roe, this email comes in. So right away, boom, you know, no phone number. I email back. How can, you know, hey, what's the best time? What's the best number? Sends back. And here we have, and I talked to Julia on the way down, which is my call down every single day. I usually talk to a listener that needs help. So, Julia, how are you?
I'm doing good, David. I don't do things like this, but I'm doing it.
No, and I said, you know, how long have you been listening to my ads on the radio, Julia? How many years?
Oh, for a long time, going way back when you'd be a guest on regular shows, and then when you finally got your own, I was, like, thrilled.
Yeah,
because there was something different about you, which there's a lot different about you, but you just were different and you're genuine, and that comes through.
Well, thank you. And
but
and
he
I
is
was
different
petrified
for a lot of reasons.
To call. I've tried so many times over the last few months. I'm like, I have to call, and I would just chicken out.
So every time my ad came on, I talked to Julia. So this conversation happened at Dundee and Waukegan. And we concluded the conversation on the express lane because they're taking down, you know, Montrose Road or whatever, the bridge. It concluded in the express lanes at Fullerton. Okay, we had a mapped out plan, Joe, from Dundee and Waukegan Road in Northbrook as I'm going through the Forest Preserve. I get on the express lanes because they're doing the construction work. And by the time we got to Fullerton, Julia, did we have a plan mapped out?
Got a plan mapped out. I've already been working on it.
Okay. What nice would you job. It now? Every time she heard my ad, and I'm not making light of this, because you know me, Joe, for a long period of time. We've been on the radio partners for more than 5 years, and you've heard listeners call in. The most frustrating part about my job is not being able to help more people because they're afraid to pick up the phone,
afraid, embarrassed, whatever reason, right?
Right.
Yep.
And Julia, explain what finally. Because I wanted Julia to call in to help other listeners who are diving behind the couch and underneath the coffee table when one of my thousands of ads come on every single month that have a true story of how we're helping listeners overcome their financial challenges. I don't make these stories up. I change the names to protect the borrowers. I change some of the stuff in there. But all the nut and bolts of that ad is an actual listener that we're helping. So what finally, and talk to other listeners about the conversation. It was like 16 minutes. I drove the speed limit, Joe. It was raining. It was kind of dangerous out. But from Dundee and Waukegan in Northbrook to Chicago on the express lane, the Kennedy and Fullerton, explain to listeners in your own words, Julia, please, to get them to call so we can help more people.
Well, I got to tell you, I've thought about this, and like I said before, I have thought about this for many, many years. And so the way I am looking at this and really encouraging other people to look at it this way, what you do, David, is it's kind of like AA for the financially challenged. You have to, I had to come to the point to where I had to admit there's a problem here, and I have to quit trying to do it myself, to fix it myself. You got Joe hit it on the head. You got to forget your pride. You can be proud of the fact that you're taking action. You know, keep your pride there. You can forget about trying to protect your other family members from the fact that you need help and just pretending that everything's fine, everything's going on. If you don't have their trust and their love now, you're never going to get it. So get rid of it. You have to know that it's a process, and there's genuine people like you, David, that can get you on the right path. It's a process. And if I can make one person avoid going through, I've done this for 25 years and thought about just waiting for the roof to cave in. If I can help one other person just to face it, say I need help and get on a path, it's worth it. Because like I said, I don't do stuff like this. So that's my story.
Okay. And when this is all over, I'm giving you a virtual hug right now because, you know, I'd be arrested if I, you know, it's against the law. It's against the law. And I follow the law, Joe, you know, especially except when I'm speeding on the expressways. But Julia, I told Julia, Joe, I put a chip like I have my dog's like neck. I chipped her and I'm going to follow her and we're going to get this thing fixed. We're going to get out of her that 6% loan. We're going to take care of the $50,000 worth of debt. And Julia's going to be a returning guest here until we get you squared away. Right, Julia?
You got it.
All right, sweetheart.
Hey, Julia, you know what I was thinking is in my house when I was a kid growing up, nobody talked about money. I didn't know anything about my family's financial situation or anything. Money was like a dirty secret.
Right. But guess what? She's 68, $50,000 with credit card debt.
I'm thinking she lived in the same kind of house.
And we're going to fix her. And we're going to fix a lot of other listeners if they give us the opportunity. All right, Julie, I got Roy Spencer on the line. I'm over the break. I'm getting yelled at by Sammy. He's giving me signals to get to the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is AM 720. This is the show that's here to help you navigate through all of your financial, housing, credit, whatever challenges you have. We're the place. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with the Roy Spencer after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to thank all the texters out there with all your positive comments about how we're helping other listeners with their financial challenges. It's very uplifting, and you know, I appreciate it, because that's what we do. It's what we do here every week, Joe. We're just trying to make, well, you know, to steal Permaseal's
I like
tagline.
This show. I'm
telling
you, I'm a big fan of this
show. We're just trying to make the world a better place. Sorry, Roy, I owe you a penny. I owe you a penny every time I say that. I know that's your tagline.
No, I wish everybody would say that. Then the more I hear it, the better. Feel free.
Well, this is the Roy Spencer. How are you and Laura Ann and your family, Roy? You guys doing okay?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody in our tribe is good, and yeah. We're doing real well. Thank you.
So Joe, I look out my... Well, hang on. I want to give you a little shout-out. I take my... We have garbage because I got a... Five,
a lot
three,
of garbage.
I got a lot of garbage.
Right. Oh, my
well,
God. No,
well, I'm taking... We have garbage pickup Monday and Thursday. I open my garage door, take my dogs out for a walk, and I'm rolling the garbage cans out. Bam! I got four PermaSeal trucks. My neighbor is doing some work, so I'm taking pictures, and I'm like, hey, I'm glad you guys are busy. And then Roy and Laura Ann's like, thanks for the lead and everything else. Because I told my neighbor, of course. I'm like, they say, hey, you know, we saw PermaSeal. Are they good? I'm like, they good. They're great. Of course you got to call them. So they've been there doing some work on my neighbor. So thank you for taking care of my neighbor, nice. Mr. Spencer. I appreciate it, buddy.
Well, thank you for spreading the good word. Appreciate that.
All right. So we got an email here from Sal in Geneva. He sent an email. He wanted to see... If you guys were still open, I'm just paraphrasing the email. We wanted to see if PermaSeal was still open and operating because he wanted to know about repairing his home's concrete and foundation. And what did you talk to Roy? Roy, what did you talk to Sal about? Because I heard Lou talk about, your services with a listener who called in about concrete raising earlier in his show in the past hour during Lou's show.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we do. We do a lot of different services that people aren't aware of. Obviously, people associate hopefully with basement waterproofing and keeping your foundation dry. But we do a lot of other services, including concrete raising, which includes sidewalks, driveways, front stoops, back stoops, pool decks, garage floors. So it's a very common thing. If you walk down the street to see uneven concrete, it's almost the nature of the beast. Concrete's a heavy thing. We have, you know, clay soil that moves and hard winters. So, but it's a problem that's legitimate. It's not only an aesthetic problem, it's a safety trip hazard, and it's not something like a water problem. It's not going to get any better when concrete starts sinking. It's going to continue to go. So we have a great solution. We use a process called PolyLevel, where we can inject a real lightweight material underneath that concrete and actually raise it back level. So instead of having to break it out and replace it and having the patchwork aesthetic of a new square of concrete in your driveway, we can actually restore that old concrete and bring it back level and guarantee it. So it's a great solution. And I don't think Sal was some people aren't aware that we are open for business. We fortunately are an essential business, because of course the other part of our business is replacing sump pumps, maintaining them. We have licensed plumbers. We do sewer rotting. We had a couple instances this week where we save people from flooding when guys' sewer was backing up, another guy's pump had failed, and things like that. So without even a hard rain. So we're open for business, trying to keep our people working. And as a matter of fact, we're having a special. We're trying to help people out here. They're getting out like you, David, and seeing these projects around their yard, concrete projects, and maybe downspout extensions, window wells. We do all those things. So if you see things we can help you with, of course, we give free estimates. But if you call this week in April, we're having 10% off everything that we do, we also have a program. If in lieu of the discount, we can give you 18 months of free financing. So in other words, you won't pay a dime. You don't even have to pay a deposit. And we will do the work now, and in 18 months, I think that's October 2022 or something like that, then you can pay for the work then with no interest. So we're trying to keep our people busy in addition to helping our clients.
All right. We have a caller, Bill from Geneva. We're going to have Bill ask his question, Roy. Then we got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour. Okay, buddy? So, Bill, are you there?
I'm here, sir. I'm here, David.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, my friend. You have a question for Mr. Spencer.
Yes, I do. First of all, David, you're awesome. And everybody listening, David will call you back. He will call you back. Roy, I think you said your name was from PermaSeal, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roy. I had PermaSeal come in. Hey, you know what? I used that 18 months thing, and I had to pay it off, though, in February. And but the system is working great. It's in the crawl space, a sump pump. And what appears, I think it was explained to me, okay, like a dehumidifier. It's like a big air conditioner in the sump. But, sir, can I coordinate with you guys to, like, do a well-being check or something? I can't. I don't know what to do with it.
All right. Well, and that's called a tease, Roy, because we are at the bottom of the hour right now. We got to hit a break. So, Billy, don't go anywhere. Roy, hang tight. We're gonna pay some bills. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, Chicago's premier radio show, real estate show, I should say, that is here to help our listeners navigate whatever challenges you might have. If it's home, if it's finance, if it's credit, we're here to help. You give us a call at 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break. You can also go to WGNDavid.com to get podcasts and previous shows. We're going to announce the winner of this week's great grocery giveaway, the Saturday winner, when we come back as well with the answer to Bill's question and all your questions. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Come on.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
Okay, there we go. That ended quick. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to bring Roy back up. We're going to bring Bill back up.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, hang tight. Well, first, Sammy, you ready with the drum roll? Okay, we got the drum roll winner. The winner of this Saturday's $200 Amex gift card, and all our listeners have to do is go to WGNradio.com/contests to win $250 Amex gift card sponsored by Team Hochberg.
And they could win next week.
They could win Monday.
All right.
They could win Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The only day we're not giving one away is on Sunday.
Got you.
So I don't know what listeners are waiting for. You go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter. Ready? Here we go. Here's a drum roll. We kind of messed this up. The winner of this weekend's, this Saturday's, today, Amex, $200 Amex gift card from Team Hochberg is William Healy of Tinley Park, subject to verification. I'm supposed to say subject to verification. So subject to verification, we are pleased to announce the seventh winner of a $200 gift card, Amex gift card, subject to verification, William Healy of Tinley Park. William, congratulations. Get a hold of Sarah from the promotions department. She's doing a great job.
How does he verify himself?
That's up to Sarah. I just announced what's on the piece of paper. If you'd like to more information, go to WGNradio.com/contests to register. And I want to thank Caputo's and Team Hochberg. I'm Team Hochberg. So you get to win up a $200 gift card, Amex gift card, up until the final selection, which will be on our show. The grand prize winner will win $1,200.
So all the winners are entered
nope,
in the grand
prize? Nope. All the winners that won are no longer able to win. So somebody who hasn't won is still up for the contest to win $4,800. $1,200. Right, that's great. So you could continue to win up until the last one. So, Roy, we have Bill in Geneva wanted to know about a service contract. Do you want to address Bill's concerns?
Yeah, I'd love to. First of all, thank you, Bill. I appreciate your patronage. That's certainly
absolutely
what we do,
right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we did in your crawl space. We do different things. We do a liner, and then we sometimes do waterproofing sump pumps. Do you know what we did down there or no?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a sump pump with the perimeter sort of drainage pipe and what looks like a big dehumidifier, and it exits out to the backyard to a you know, like a drain thing that goes out the middle of the backyard.
Did we put a liner or over the crawl space?
No liner, Roy.
Okay.
I'm not. Oh, it's no complaints. I just wondered. I have a hard time getting in that crawl. I'm just wondering. Do you provide sort of like well-being check? You know, come and check on it. I mean, is there a filter or something I need to check?
No, absolutely. No, we'll check that for you. We actually have a full division of our company. It's called our preventive maintenance technicians, and that's their job. I have like 10 guys now who go out and just check on our existing customers. So I apologize. We haven't contacted you yet, but we will today. We provide that free for our customers the first year. And then, so especially if you have a crawl space, but even in a basement, we're putting in pumps and backup pumps and dehumidifiers and all kinds of equipment that, even though a lot of times it has a warranty on it, and if it breaks, we'll fix it, but we don't want it to break. And a lot of times it required maintenance and things, and we don't want you to have a problem. So we created this preventive maintenance division. So once a year, a guy will come out, he'll actually clean out the sump pit because sometimes debris gets in there. It could cause a float to fail or something to get in the impeller. So he'll actually clean the pit out. He'll water test the pumps. He'll replace the battery in the high water alarm. Depending on what equipment you have down there, he'll maintenance all that. He'll also inspect the discharge line and the check valves and look around the rest of your foundation, give you a full inspection, and that's all free. And Bill, you're entitled to that. And we're actually extending that to all our customers, especially time of this crisis. And even if you're not one of our customers, if you have a crawl space and you're afraid to go down there or you can't get down there or whatever, give us a call. We'll provide a free inspection. We'll come out just because you need to know what's going on down there. So you mentioned the air quality.
That sounds awesome.
Did we install a dehumidifier or perma-dry appliance down there? Do you know?
It I think it was called the dehumidifier unit, and you know what I mean. Truthfully, I haven't been down. I haven't gone in there.
No problem at all, Bill. We'll come out. We'll tell you what you have, what kind of shape it's in. But yeah, if we didn't, especially if we didn't put a liner down there for you yet, a dehumidifier is almost essential to having a crawl space because you're just got the natural dampness and moisture and gases.
Is the liner installation? Even though I've done this work already, I can still do a liner.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because that's the first thing we do. We put in a waterproof system first if it's required, and then we would put a liner over that so it encapsulates everything. So, again, we can
I might be interested in that. Okay.
That would be great, Bill. So we'll get your number from David, and we'll give you a call either today or Monday and get you set up for a free inspection. But that's a service, like I say, that we offer to all our customers and even non-customers, where it's a minimal charge for non-customers. Normally, it's like $115 value. But right now, during this crisis and people are locked at home, especially the air quality is so important. About half the year you're breathing upstairs is coming out of the basement or crawl space. And that's not healthy air. You need to know about it because that's adding to your, the health condition of your family. And so it is truly an essential service. So we'll get you squared away, Bill, and you can have that service.
I completely agree. And I wouldn't go with anybody else but your guys. Your crew is the best.
Hey, Billy, do you have hardwood floors in your home?
David, I have to admit. Yeah. I won the hardwood floor thing three weeks ago.
Okay.
And I got it already. So please give it to somebody else.
All right. Tell you what, hang tight. Thank you for calling. We're going to put you on hold. Sammy's going to get your contact information so Roy could follow up. Joe, you had a question for Roy. And listen, we've been there when one of our guys or team was supposed to do something. And then you're like, yep, somebody's going to get a speaking to, I think, in the tribe.
The fact that Bill didn't know that he had that available.
That's right. And right. I don't think Roy is very happy right now. No. So something's going to be.
He still smiles.
He's smiling voice. Through it.
Hey, Roy, I do have a question. This year, we didn't have that deep freeze and that elongated cold, and it still seems like we're getting calls that we're referring to you, of course, with tilted sidewalks, lifting sidewalks. Is there another reason this year that we would see so much of that?
Well, every year you don't have to have even a deep freeze. You know, the ground, once it freezes, the clay soil expands and pushes up, and then it also dries out, and the clay soil, and then it shrinks and stuff. So just the natural movement of the soil. So it's a very common problem, and it's very wet now, so sometimes the it depends on, the differential. Some areas are wetter. The soil may be settled area, another downspout and things like that. So it really is something that it's a year-round problem, but we're only able to address it once the frost is out of the ground. So, out walking around, it's something that you may be overlooking. You may be stepping over or tripping over every day and thinking, one of these days I'm going to have to do something. Well, this would be an excellent day to do that.
And I'll tell you, I'm walking my dogs every morning at like 6:15. We go for an hour walk. I'm seeing like as over the past month, and it might be me like not getting enough sleep, but I'm noticing sidewalks and driveways like getting worse over the past 30 days just walking the dogs. Is that possible, Roy? Or should I start taking medication when I get up?
Well, no. Like I say, there's a lot of moisture in the ground, and like I say, the soil is coming alive and things. So yeah, you're going to see problems get worse, and it's a very common problem. It's kind of like seeing the yellow convertible or whatever. Once you see it and you got an eye for it, you start seeing it every
day. Yellow car.
All right, we got to hit a break here. I'm getting the hand gestures from Sammy. You're going to call back at 11:30 for the roundtable, right, Joe? Right, Roy?
Yeah, looking forward to it, and thank you for your time. And I'll tell you what, Julie was a tough act to follow, so thank you.
I didn't mean to. That was tough. I figure I'm going to hear it from Roy. I didn't expect that until I was driving down this morning, Roy. I didn't mean to have Julie as your lead-in.
Really, I love that.
Okay, brothers. Send my best to Laura Ann. I know she's listening. And Roy's going to call back to take all of our listeners' call and texts. Keep them coming in. Text line is open. MegaPro's text line, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call and text line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. Download podcasts of the show. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There we go. 3-1 helps when you turn the mics on. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have David Berryhill on the line, plus we have my daughter Carly. It's her 17th birthday. Carly, how are you?
I'm good, Dad. Thanks for calling.
Happy birthday. All right, David Berryhill, are you there?
Hey, David, how you doing? Happy birthday, Carly.
All right, so part of the show, David, is that we sing happy birthday to my kids on their birthday while they're still talking to me. Okay, so ready on three. It's Carly's.
You don't want me to sing.
Yeah, just go through the motion. Ready? 17 years old today.
Yes.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you,
Carly.
Happy birthday to you, Carly. Happy birthday, dear Carly, who's 17 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, Dad. How's it feel to be a dad for 17 years? 17 years of parenting.
It's great. It's great. It's
You know, Carly, I've been with Dave now 5 years. Your voice has really changed into a grown-up voice.
Right.
Yep.
And
a
lot more sarcasm behind that, right, as a 17-year-old. All right. Keep it up, Carly. We're going to take the car keys away. All right. 312-981. I love you. I'll see you later. 312-981-7200.
Bye-bye. Thanks for
calling. 312-981-7200. Very genuine. Heartfelt.
Her voice sounds like a...
Well, she's turning into a woman.
Woman.
God help me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. David Berryhill, architect, owner, how are you?
Good, David. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Let me tell you, we met Dave at PermaSeal in January.
Lunch meeting.
At the lunch meeting at the end of last year, beginning of this year, when we were transitioning over to WGN. Mm-hmm. And I hear his ads all the time. He did Ro Khan's deck. He's done a ton of decks here he's reorganized people's backyards at the station. He's reorganized and designed backyards for a ton of listeners. And David, we got this text in here, from a listener, Arlene in Palatine, okay, avid show listener, has been hearing your ads a lot, for the past couple of years on the Rokon show and on WGN. And I'm just going to read it, and I want you to address this if you could, because I've got the same question about, I've seen a lot of that composite deck stuff, Joe, the vinyl deck.
Sure.
It's making a huge entryway. It's eating into the wood deck market. Arlene in Palatine, David, avid show listener, sent us a question. She's designing her outdoor space for the summer, right? We're in the spring, finally, thank goodness. Arlene would like to know, what is your professional opinion of the major differences between the low maintenance decking and the wood decks? Mr. David Berryhill of Architect.
Thanks, David. That is probably the most common question we hear all the time when we talk to WGN listeners and everybody else we talk to. So it's a great question, and it's the answer is straightforward, but it's not black and white, okay? But before I say that, I got to tell you, my wife and my daughter are both professional singers, and they're listening. And the fact that you got me to sing, they're both mortified right now.
All three of us.
I apologize to all the dog owners out there. Trying to get your dog out from under the couch. I apologize.
First time my wife heard me sing, she started laughing out loud. Anyway, the answer to your question. So low-maintenance decking has come so far in the years I've been in this business. We started our company in 2004, and in those days, the low maintenance decking looked like plastic boards with a print on it, and they didn't really do their job as well as they should, and they weren't the prettiest. But today, what people used to buy has product quality-wise has totally transformed into a much better performing product with either a PVC skin and a composite core, or all PVC, all plastic, and that's not technical. So I'm probably getting my wording not quite right, but it's a plastic skin that protects the boards, and they perform so much better. And the aesthetics have come a million miles. And not only have they come a million miles, but there's a lot of good choices out there. Now, I'm really biased. We are a true loyal user and fan of TimberTech and AZEK. Great products, great customer service, which is really why we like them. Trex is another great product. But there's tons of choices, okay? The aesthetics. And in the AZEK line of TimberTech, you even got size choices, 4-inch, 6-inch, and 8-inch boards, which is really an industry, a new thing in the industry. So great options, great choices. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question?
A long way.
The heat factor of the composite decking as opposed to the wood deck. Obviously, if it's 95 degrees out, the wood deck's going to get hot. But is that low maintenance? Does that get hotter, or is it the same temperature as the wood? Meaning, can you walk around on it in bare feet without, you know, having first degree burns or blisters on the bottom of your feet?
Well, you can walk around without getting first degree burns or blisters.
Great. Okay, I didn't know that.
However, but it is hotter. It is a little hotter than wood. All the analysis shows that it's a few degrees warmer, but a part of that mixture is always how dark a choice you make. You can go with lighter colors, and those colors don't retain as much heat, just like your car or anything else, whereas the really, really dark, rich browns and so forth will be hotter. But in general, low maintenance is hotter than wood is.
Joe, you had a couple questions for Dave.
You know what, Dave? How do you address any kind of staining on a composite material? Have you come across that?
We have clients reach out to us occasionally. The first answer I always give is, what is the current recommendation of the manufacturer for their product?
Gotcha.
There are some products in the past that I advocated because that's what they were advocating. And just recently, I got this question last weekend, I think it was, from a former client, and she was asking what to use, and we referenced the manufacturer specifications. And TimberTech AZEK, the brand that we work with, they've come out with their own cleaners now, and that's what they recommend. So to me, the safe choice is to always follow their guidelines and use that. The good news is we don't hear a lot of that issue coming up. Now, if someone leaves a plant or a pot sitting in one spot, outdoors over time, that moisture is going to be there, whether it's wood or low maintenance or whatever, and so then they may have to clean it. But one of the advantages of the current product that has the PVC skins or the PVC solid product is they don't stain near as well or near as much as the old composite. Those used to just suck up grease and or anything you dropped on it and would really show it. Today's products, much easier to clean, much easier to maintain. But as far as what to use, I always say what that manufacturer referring to. Mm-hmm.
What calls are you getting other than the comparison of the decking materials? What are other callers from WGN listeners that you're receiving in emails and that listeners are calling you? What are they looking to do? You know, what's the hot thing right now? What are they planning? They've been in their house for 45 days. They've walked in their backyard. They've experienced what a blah their backyard is. So what type of questions are you getting? I'm sure you're in a huge design mode right now with everybody being stuck in their homes, checking out their backyards, wanting to do stuff. What are our listeners calling you to try to redesign right now? What's hot?
Yeah, this is an exciting time of year for us. And when the pandemic first began to get serious, I wasn't sure how that was going to affect things. But the good news is we're outdoors, and people are looking out in their backyard, and exactly like you said, WGN listeners are calling us a lot. We're getting tons of calls. And the questions we're getting are, people are still wanting to do paver patios. Those are very hot, a project type that everyone likes. It's attractive. You can be creative with the designs without a lot of cost involved. Of course, decks, low maintenance decks are certainly a high priority. And we do a lot of screen porches, and we hear a lot of calls for screen rooms, open porches, you know, more of a aesthetic look that gives you that kind of dress it up a little bit. And the old mainstay, sunrooms and gazebos and pergolas are also super popular. And then drilling down into amenities, you know, fire features.
All right, we have a text question here. We only have like 30 seconds left, and then you're going to come back at 11:30. So if you have more questions or calls, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. Is there a safe fire pit for a AZEK deck, A-Z-E-K? Ezek, whatever that is, that type of deck.
Ezek decking, yeah. That's a question we get commonly, and I get real nervous about anything with fire on a low-maintenance surface. There are some ways to do it, and we've done it before, and we integrate some different materials around the fire pit. We've used, like some stone decking, which is another product. And so if someone's interested in that, definitely talk to a professional. It can be done. Or buy one of those fire tables, and those are safe to put on top of any material generally, and you don't have to go into the elaborate construction mode. So that's a way to get it without a built-in.
That Bob Surratt music means I got to hit a break. So you're going to come back at 11:30. We have John from Westmont we're going to pick up. We've got Will Santiago coming up at the top of the hour, our garage redesign expert. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. You are outstanding listeners who are awesome, and we are going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. See your face.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have Will Santiago coming up after this short call from John. John from Westmont's been holding on. How you doing, Johnny?
Good, thanks, David. How you doing?
I'm great. What's your question, bud?
So my question is, my wife and I are actually in good stead in this quarantine. You know, we've been doing well enough that we're looking to possibly move on from our current house and get bigger because my kids are getting bigger. And I guess my question is, in terms of timing, you know, when would be the best time to start getting the house ready for sale and putting it back on the market, given everything that's going on? I know you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there's a school of thought in the real estate market that once the restrictions or the shelter-in-place order is lifted, that a lot of city folks could move out to the suburbs. And I would like to possibly ride that wave and get as much money for this house as possible. So I guess, what's your advice on timing if we're flexible to move within the next 2 years?
There's no better time than now to get your house ready, right, Joe? I mean, to start prepping that show.
I would still check with a realtor first, right?
Well, of course. But
no, but I'm saying as far as what to get ready.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, right. But, you know, to answer your macro question, when's the best time? Now. And to do the micro question, what should you be doing to get the biggest bang for your buck? You need to talk to a realtor. In what area are you located, Johnny? Westmont.
We're in Westmont, yeah. So in between Downers Grove and Clarendon Hills.
Okay, well, that's I believe that's Amy Kite's territory for the show. So I'll have Amy reach out to you as she did with our home, Joe. We had a ton of work done during the winter break when we were down in Mexico.
Oh, yes, what to do?
Absolutely, right. We had Mr. Floor come in.
Dave.
We had Mr. Floor come in to redo all our floors, and she recommended doing a couple other things, which we did. Mm-hmm. So, John, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, how much do you owe on your house?
We just refinanced with you back in November, and we refinanced at 255.
Okay.
A 15-year fixed mortgage. So, you know, probably just a little bit under 255 is what we owe.
Okay. Well, that's great. And what's your house worth?
Right around probably 300 to 325. I'd probably want to get some kind of, either low-cost appraisal or just kind of a market analysis of it.
That's cool. No problem.
Which Amy would also do.
Yeah, which Amy could give you a market value analysis of what's going on now. So we'll put you on hold. You have hardwood floors in that beautiful home of yours in Westmont?
Luxury vinyl.
Okay. Well, we'll get you some vinyl cleaner from Mr. Floor Vinyl Cleaner. So hang tight, John. We're going to put you on hold. Thanks for holding on again. And we're going to get your information, have Mr. Floor send you out his vinyl floor cleaning product. On the line with us is William Santiago, our garage door redesign guy. How you doing, bud?
Fantastic. Good morning to all our listeners. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Lou? Well?
Good, brother. Lou, Will, it's okay. I've been called worse.
So, okay. No, I was thinking about Lou on the way down here.
So, and we got Roy coming up. Okay, let's get our name straight. So we have an email question from Oscar in Oak Park, who heard you on the last time, listens to the show in his garage. Seems to be going stir crazy. You know, you had already contacted him, Will, and had the conversation. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Seems to be going crazy over the past 45 days, spending a lot more time in his garage.
Who doesn't?
To get away from his family. And he's sitting there going, I've got a 40-year-old garage. This place is schmutzy. I'm spending so much time in here. Will, take it from there, buddy.
Well, good morning to everyone. Again, I'll say hi to Oscar in Oak Park, but a real quick shout-out to customers from WGN, great listeners, Terry out in North Chicago, and Joan in Arlington Heights. Loyal listeners, call us up. We're helping them out with their garage needs. So going back to Oscar, yes, he's actually a hands-on kind of guy. He works on cars, his cars, his wife's car, neighbors' cars and so forth. You know, he still goes to work and, you know, gets home about 4 or 5 o'clock, and, you know, after dinner he just goes in the garage and just looks around and says, you know, I need some extra lighting, or I'm spending so much time in the garage, I need to make this place look better. So like his man cave, if you will. Didn't need the floors done, didn't want any cabinets, you know, just some shelving and some drywall. And that's what we helped them with. And it is an extra living quarters. I mean, if you can't go to the basement because the kids are there, you want your own free time, garage is a perfect spot. And we talked about just converting his garage into extra living space, you know, still doing garage work, but he just wanted to make the place look a little brighter, a little neater, and that's what we're helping them with, just putting in drywall, not regular drywall, obviously, green board, insulating drywall. But, yeah, that's what we're helping them out with.
How important was it, because you and I had talked about Oscar yesterday, how important was it for Oscar to send you those pictures and that short video of him just doing like a 360 in the center of his garage and sending you that information prior to your initial call? How important were those pictures in that video?
Well, it's crucial, you know, for a lack of time and social distancing. People are just sending us pictures with our own company text line. And he's, you know, just measured the garage. His is a 20 by 22. He showed us what he wanted, what he didn't want, and it worked out. And, again, people can send us pictures. We can, you know, this not just drywall inside the garage, but also garage doors. Or if they do want cabinets, you know, we can do everything online. We can have a Zoom meeting and then go out there to confirm measurements and colors and so forth. But the initial conversation can definitely be just with a simple email or, like you're saying, pictures. And that's, and quite frankly, that was Oscar's idea. Again, he just called us. I got an idea. Send me some pictures. Send me some pictures. And he did. And got the conversation started.
Joe, you're doing a lot. You know, we talked about that. You and Tom Janke talked about that six weeks ago when we first got into this.
But you know what, Will? Well, I will tell you, as long as nobody's listening, Tom Janke is thinking about doing his own garage. Okay? So he calls me up one day and he's like, Joe, I'm thinking I'm going to put Corian on my walls. Will?
Corian?
Corian. And I'm like, oh.
Interesting.
I think it's not interesting. I said, you should call Will. I mean, you need like a garage designer. I mean, here's a guy with resources.
Hey, Tom gets what Tom wants, you know. He's our own,
but it's
Tom
not
Brady.
A good idea. It's like,
no, hey, that's Tom for you, man. I love you, Tom.
Like, you need an expert here, Tommy.
Yeah, no, Tom's a good guy, man, whatever he wants. But, no, I mean, again, customers are calling us for, they say, hey, listen, I got a picture of the spring, broken spring, can you do just that? I said, absolutely, and we'll go out and provide new springs, new cables, new rollers, whatever the garage needs. I mean, you know, they still got to go out and, you know, get their groceries and so forth, and some people are working, so they still need a functioning garage door.
Sure, absolutely.
So we can do a complete garage remodel, cabinets, drywall, flooring, or just a door. So whatever my customers need, our listeners need, we'll help them out.
All right, we've got a ton of text messages coming in for you. We got to hit a break here. Can you stay on hold until 11:30? Because we got to do a segment here
answering listeners' questions and everything else. So we're going to come back with all the text questions. We had some callers call in. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. You go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts of the show and to email us all of your questions. We got to take a quick break. We're going to bring Will back at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have David Berryhill call back in. We've got a ton of questions. I promised to ask him the questions about the name of David's company is Archidec. So David will be back 847, and you get all that information. We're going to pay some bills right now. We're going to come back with Nick Drivas from the Grill House, who's helping me help feed essential workers this week. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call the text line. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNradio.com/contests to enter the Team Hochberg and Caputo's great grocery giveaway. If during the week, 6 days a week, where Team Hochberg has supplied WGN with $24 gift cards that you could take and spend it anywhere you want to help your family out through this coronavirus economic slowdown that we're experiencing. And then one grand prize winner will win $4,800 of groceries from Caputo's grocery store. So thank you to Caputo's $1,200 gift cards. Oh, look who's here. Let's bring up line three. So we dropped food off to the Buffalo Grove, Northbrook, Wheeling Police Departments, as well as the Glenview Medical Group from Josh's. And look who's here. The police chief, as if he has nothing better to do. The police chief of Buffalo Grove, Stephen Cass Stevens. How are you, Chief?
I'm great, David, and I need to see your driver's license.
you still, and every other officer.
You still have it from a month ago. I told Steve, Josh dropped off ribs and chicken and all this other stuff, and I told the white shirt that I ordered, the double extra large white shirt that because he ate it, it was like he was in a murder scene, right? Barbecued sauce all over.
I had, truth be told, I had 6 half racks of ribs and chicken, which was awesome, and then a great Italian beef, and I did not get one drop on my white shirt.
Right, so 6 half racks are come out to 3 full racks, and so that was pregame. So this is an unexpected call. Thanks for calling. We have Nick from Grill House down the street off of Dundee from Josh's, who's this week's recipient of the $1,000 Team Hochberg Feed the Essential Workers. Thanks for calling, Chief. Unexpected. What's going on, bud?
Oh, my God. I just want to thank you so much for that food that you delivered. As I told you, we had a lot of hungry animals at Buffalo Grove PD that day. And the food was absolutely tremendous. I've got Josh on my speed dial now because I'll be ordering some more of those ribs this coming week. They were absolutely awesome. And can't thank you enough for making that happen.
All right, and then I appreciate it. Be safe. And you and I are working on another project to help to find people at Buffalo Grove out. If you could get certain people in the Buffalo Grove government to go along with it, we'll leave it at that. But I want you to stay tuned. I'll explain it later. I want you to stay tuned because I've got Nick on the phone from Grill House, who's at Dundee and Landwehr. Just further down, okay, if you got the rollers on, Chief, from Buffalo Grove, take about another 67 seconds to get from Dundee and Sanders down to Dundee and Landwehr, right? Because you guys have the capability of doing that. And
yeah, we can.
Nick, of course you can. and Nick's got tremendous food also. So thank you to all the men and women of the Buffalo Grove Police Department and the Wheeling Police Department, the Northbrook Police Department that we dropped food off. And I just wanted to thank you for your service and thanks for calling the show. It's an unexpected treat.
Absolutely. And thank you again. And I know there are a couple of unmarked cars on Lake Cook Road just waiting for you.
I'm sure they are. And you know I know where they're sitting. So thank you for that. All right. Goodbye, Chief.
Take care.
Be safe, buddy. 312-981-7200. Nick, how are you, bud?
Good. How you doing, David?
Great. Nick is the owner of Grill House Restaurant at Dundee and Landwehr. in Northbrook, which is like 2 miles from my house, right across the street from our office. I go there all the time. The food is delicious. He's the third recipient. We started with Viaggio's in Highland Park, who took care of the Highland Park PD, Highland Park Fire. We did Josh's Hot Dogs, who's at Dundee and Sanders, who took care of the Wheeling, Northbrook, Buffalo Grove Police Department, and the Glenview Medical Hospital staff there, medical center. And now we have Nick, who is the owner of Grill House, who these are all neighborhood shops, Joe. These are friends of mine. These,
nice
I drive by these restaurants all the time prior to COVID-19. They'd be packed. Mm-hmm. This guy's food's awesome. I would eat there once, twice a week. You know, if I'd be working 1, 2 o'clock, I forget to eat. I'd walk across the street, get a salad. The food is tremendous, right? And then I see no cars there, and I got sad. I'm like, we got to do something. So I called Nick, and he's like, I want to be part of this. Absolutely. So, Nick, talk a little bit about your restaurant. I just want to give all of my neighbors and my neighborhood local restaurants some airtime here to promote their business. What is Grill House all about, and how has this COVID-19 impacted your business?
Well, David, first I want to thank you for all your support and generosity in what you're doing. It's great, and you know it helps us out a lot in all the local restaurants all together. And like we said, we're all in this together. And you know, I think it just defines how the Northbrook community has supported each other during these challenging times. And you know, it took when we learned we cannot no longer have dine-in customers, we quickly turned to curbside and delivery. So when our customers call in, we handle the entire transaction over the phone for less contact, and we designate parking spots for them. And then we have food runners outside, and when they see our customers pulling up to their assigned parking spot, we quickly run the food out to them. So we feel like that's been working pretty good for us. And, you know, the community has really come behind us and supported us 100% all the way.
And, Joe, I was there yesterday. They have 5-gallon buckets in the parking lot with sticks hanging out of them, you know, with 2x4s with, or 2x6s with numbers painted on them. So when they pull in, it's like a pit stop.
Brilliant.
Right? Like, absolutely. Okay, you're number 12. So as you come in, number 12, pack it in, call, boom, we're here. Nick's guys run out, put it in the trunk, put it in the car, boom, it's already paid for because you gave the credit card over the phone when you placed the order.
Great service. I'm going to want that going forward.
Exactly. I mean, listen, the revolutionary concepts that we've developed because of this disease that's going around is unbelievable, and the efficiencies that we've created.
Yep.
Because we've had to, and you know why? Because we're Americans, and we adapt, and we overcome.
You said pivot,
and we pivot.
Amazing.
I mean, listen, if I went to Nick's place, say, Nick, you're thinking about 12 months, about 11 months, you're going to have 15 5-gallon drums out there with sticks, you know, with 10-foot 2x4s hanging out of there with signs painted in orange and black. You think that would happen? Nick would have looked at me like I'm out of my flipping mind.
He's like, I'm a restaurant guy. I don't want to read.
He's a restaurant guy.
I'm a restaurant guy.
So Nick is helping me this week. We're doing the public service employees at Northbrook. I'm driving around Northbrook, right? I'm coming downtown. I'm dropping things off. Whatever I'm doing, they're still out there working on the streets.
Yes.
They're repairing the sewers. So I'm like, you know what? Let's call the public service folks. So Nick's going to help me on Wednesday. I think we're feeding about 50 people at Northbrook public service. Nick, I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah, 50 people, yeah.
We're taking food over to the Lowe's in Northbrook, over at Willow and Waukegan. So we're going to go over there. And then we've got the Ace Hardware store, all essential workers that were going downtown and dropping sandwiches. Big fan of the show. I had no idea. Listen to the show. My assistant Vanessa called up. I'm like, hey, call Ace downtown, see if he'd want some food. Oh, huge fan of the show. You know, you don't have to do it. I'm like, dude, you're open. You're keeping us going. The UPS guys, I got a text message from one of them last night thanking me. Nobody thinks of those guys. We dropped 60 sandwiches off from Vicino's Pizza the other week. Now Nick's turn. Nick's up. Okay, so now Nick is going to help us take care of all the public service. And the only reason I'm saying this, I'm very fortunate. I called in. I'm very fortunate to have this platform, right? Our business has boomed in this time because everybody's calling us for help with their mortgages. And we are in a position to give back and give back strong until we get through this, like we've always done since I've been in business. I'm always giving back. And this way, Nick is going to take this $1,000. I said, I don't want any breaks. I brought in four sandwiches today for the guys at the station. Nick.
Which were delicious, by the way.
Joe Brand.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Joe Brand, chime in here. This kid's 27 years old. It's like he's a nonstop eating machine. Joe is a voracious eater. I don't even know if that's a word. But explain your opinion about Nick's sub.
Maybe voracious.
Yeah, whatever. Joe, what was your opinion on the sandwich? Your professional
opinion. Oh, on the sandwich. Fantastic. It was fantastic. The perfect display of meats and the perfect amount of condiments and pickles. I mean, everything was just phenomenal.
There you go.
Do you feel voracious?
Yeah. Do you feel voracious, Joe Brand?
As soon as I finish looking up what that word means, yes.
It doesn't.
I'll
just
go ahead and
find
say
it. Yeah. It's in Hochberg's own dictionary.
It's greater than a two-syllable word. It throws me off. All right, Joe. Thank you for that. So, Nick, for everybody, all our listeners out there, we got to hit a break. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like I thank Dave Flansbaum, the owner of Viaggio's. Like I thank Josh Kaplan, the owner of Josh's Hot Dogs. Like I thank Todd Denenberg, the owner of Vicino's Pizza in Glenview. I'm thanking you, Nick. Is it Drivas or Divas?
Drivas.
Drivas. So, yeah. Nick Drivas, the owner of Grill House. Give a shout-out for your restaurant before we go into break, buddy.
Well, I just want to say, again, thank you, David. And, you know, we are also, you know, we're running biweekly specials here to truly provide some comfort to our community. You know, my goal with every special is to bring a smile to our customers and a sense of comfort and normalcy during these challenging times. So I appreciate all you guys do, and thank you so much for your support.
All right, brother. And
what was the name of the sandwich that we ate?
That was the Italian Grinder. Right, Nick? I think,
yep.
Yeah, it was the Italian Grinder. $8. $8 sandwich. It was a huge flipping sandwich. That was a delicious sandwich. Hey, Nick, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being part of this program we put together. And thanks for helping feed the essential workers in Northbrook this coming week, buddy.
Thank you for having me, guys. Take
All
care.
Right, we're going to hit a quick break here. We got the roundtable coming up after this break. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200-630. I just mentioned Vicino's Pizza in Glenview. He helped me drop. Come on.
Vicino's Pizza?
Right. I said Vicino's Pizza in Glenview helped me drop the sandwiches off to Advanced Garbage Disposal and to the UPS guys on Shermer Road in Northbrook. So take it easy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, to the sports studio for clarification of what I was trying to say. Is there a word, vicarious, Joe?
Yeah.
You actually said vociferous at first. So
I'm sorry. Is there an actual English word that has a meaning with the word vicious?
No, the Frankenstein word you just created does not exist.
Vociferous.
There's ferocious, which of course means savagely fierce, cruel, or violent, and then there's voracious, which is speaking or representing the truth. Neither of those would describe a sandwich very well.
Oh, I see.
Joe's like, I've got to do some background on this. I'll be back in a minute. All right, Mr. Brand, thank you for that commentary.
No,
I appreciate it.
This show is educational.
I'm sure it is.
For
Joe's
a
like,
lot
I'm,
of people.
Joe's
maybe
like,
some.
Or Joe, counter-educational.
Joe's like, I'm getting dumber just listening. And I can't even believe I jumped in the middle of this conversation. Your mom would be proud. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to bring all of the experts back. So if you could bring Will, Roy, and David back. And here's Joe, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. If you have questions for the expert, bring them on. So, David, quickly to you, what is the name of your company? We got a bunch of text messages in here. Please say what David's company's name is and how do we reach Architect. So I just spoiled it for you, Dave, because I jumped the gun there, but what is the name of your company? Where are you located? And how do our listeners reach you? Is there a number? Is there a website? Please.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. Architect of Chicagoland. I'll add a little bit more. Architect of Chicagoland. It's spelled ARCHADECK. A lot of people have trouble with that spelling. Our website is a great place to go. We've got probably close to 1,000 pictures of projects we've built for Chicagoland families. Great ideas, great information, and then you can just email us directly from there. If you want to call us, the number is 847-496-4333, and someone will get back to you quickly to address your our WGN listeners' concerns or questions.
All right, another one from the 847 that asked for the name of your company. What other – hold on. Whoop, it just jumped at me. What other projects other than decks does Architect do?
So I mentioned before a little bit, patios, brick patios, paver patios. We do quite a bit of that, hardscape work. We do screen porches, open porches, sunrooms, gazebos, pergolas, fire pits, fire features, water features. Bottom line is outdoor living spaces. We create spaces for people to gather in and enjoy the outdoors.
Roy from the 630. Thank you, David. Roy from the 630. Can Roy please explain that service prevention program that he has? The service prevention program. I don't even know if that's its name. But can you tell us about that program that you mentioned to the caller earlier in the show, Roy?
Yeah, it's an annual preventive maintenance. So, you know, rather than waiting until you have a problem, we can come out and, like I say, we offer it to all of our customers. So, you know, if you have a pump or drains or, you know, anything mechanical that might need maintenance or service, you know, window well drains, downspout connections, we come out once a year and check all things. The guys actually have a 10-point inspection. They go throughout and check all those things, as well as examine your whole foundation, give you a report and make any recommendations. So that's free to all our customers, all our new customers or existing customers the first year. After that, and it's available to new clients for $115 a year. But we, right now, during this crisis, certainly during the month of April and May, we're offering that service to any homeowners who, again, just want us to come around and check out their crawl space. They want to know what's going on or they're concerned about their sump pump. Give us a call. We'll be glad to send some out. It's called our annual preventive maintenance service.
And if our listeners want to get more information about that, Roy, how do they get that and where do they go to get more information about that?
Well, they could go to our website at permaseal.net or give us a call. We've got operators standing by now, 800-421-7325.
And that is the program that the Hochberg household is on. I had my basement, I had a new, what did I have done? I had a new, they dug the trench and they put in the basement flood protector.
Right. So,
and they.
Roy's still here, right?
Yeah, I know. Roy's still there. Roy, you tied in. I put new drain tile in because I was having trouble like 2 summers ago. Mm-hmm. They put new drain tile in. So now when I go to sell my house, it's fully transferable, which is great. And any realtor will tell you that's worth its weight in gold. The company's been around 40 years. And I'm on this preventative maintenance program that I pay $110, whatever it is. And I have the guys come out, check my pumps. Everything's good. We're ready to go. 847 for you, Mr. Santiago, Will Santiago. What is the easiest way to get you pictures and videos, like you mentioned earlier in the show, of my garage if I want you to check it out to see if I could have my garage done like the gentleman earlier in the show? I think his name was Oscar from Oak Park. So how can our listeners get you pictures, and how can our listeners get you videos of their garages so you can analyze for them for free?
Yep, thanks, David. Yeah, simply visit fixmygarage.com, fixmygarage.com. On the website has a real quick screen there. Just leave your name, email, and your phone number, and then it says problems you are experiencing or you want a price on, and you can fill it in. And then once we have your cell number, we can text you from our text line so you can send in pictures. And, again, you can send pictures of your garage door, your garage space for drywall, even your springs if you want a new opener, anything related to garage remodeling. We offer complete garage remodeling inside and out. And, Dave, if you allow me real quickly here, I want to take this opportunity just to thank you guys for, doing what you're doing. We're still out there servicing our clients and our listeners. But I want to also challenge our listeners, you know, like David is doing, go ahead and, support your local restaurants. I'm going to go ahead and say, if I challenge our listeners, not just buy something, but leave a $20 gift card $40 gift card for the next person. Pay it forward. And I got that from one of my LinkedIn connections in Chicago. Quick shout out to Jessica. And we should do that. You support our local restaurants. And I'm glad you're doing that, Dave. Continue the great work.
Amen. Thanks for that shout out. We have 708, guys. This is for Stephen Lay. He's not here, but it's great. I have been listening to the show for 10 years. We've only been at WGN for about 4 months. In 2016, I had a tax issue, so I contacted Stephen A. Leahy. After one meeting, my tax problems were resolved without incident. Joe, you were telling me a story earlier.
So we just referred Stephen Leahy to a family friend, and after 6 months of not calling him, he admitted to being embarrassed. He didn't want to embarrass me in front of a friend. And I'm like, no, that's what Stephen A. Leahy does. And one phone call, I'm taken care of.
All right. And architect David Berryhill, the fire pit. We have another question here. Can you please talk more about the fireplace that is acceptable to put on a manufactured deck? So you mentioned that when you were on earlier in the show. Is there a special brand? Do you sell the fire pits that go on top of the deck that are safe for the decks? How do our listeners get more information?
Okay, so there's tons of options right now. Fire features are super, super popular. People are really excited about that. There are fireplace units that are modular frames. They can get a stone finish. They look fantastic, and they're very lightweight because of that. Those can go on decks. I didn't talk about that earlier, but that can be done on a deck structure. You might need a little bit of extra framing underneath. You can also buy furniture, you know, fire tables now that are really fantastic, look great, and those are encapsulated products. You know, they're a piece of furniture that certainly can go on a deck surface, whether it's low maintenance or wood, it doesn't matter. And then finally, there are ways to integrate a built-in fire pit, truly an open flame, but those get complicated and obviously can get pricey on a deck structure of any kind. You know, usually our first answer is, if you want a fire pit, or we want to build you a patio next to your deck to do that on, because right. That's usually more economical and it gives you more space. But there are ways, if you truly want that open flame on the deck, it's tricky, and you really, case by case, have to be worked out.
Joe?
You don't, but David, just for clarity, whether it's wood or composite, you don't want a fire on your deck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's I'm sorry,
any deck, right?
Clear.
Any deck.
It doesn't matter. If you think about that, fire and wood, bad combo.
Yeah.
Low maintenance.
Unless it's in a fire.
Decking, not great with fire.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying either one of these modular fireplace units that are built to be separated or a fire table that's furniture, that's the safe way to go automatically, much easier to do.
Okay.
Anything else, more complicated.
We're going to take a quick break here, guys. We got a ton more questions coming in. Just want to do a special shout out to Patty, who called last week, who wants to, you know, talk to me about something. My cell phone number, Patty, you're on hold, is 773. I'll say it very, very slowly for you. 773-456-6526. 773-456-6526. I'll be off the air in 17 minutes. You could call me there. We could have any conversation you want about mortgages. Okay, the show is about helping our listeners navigate through their financial challenges, their home challenges, and any other challenges that they have. It's not a show for you to call and debate me on the air about something I say. You have something to say, 773-456-6526. I'll be more than happy. I have a 25-minute ride from downtown to my home in Northbrook. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. Thanks for listening. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more with the sponsors, 312-981-7200. Our show experts, Roy Spencer, Will Santiago, David from Architect, and MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvements. We're going to pay some bills.
Come on.
312-981-7200. 630. Thanks for the text. Voracious is an adjective. Wanting or devouring great quantities of food. I just had difficulty getting it out.
You said vociferous.
It was there. Joe, you missed it, Joe.
You said vociferous.
Mr. English.
I may have missed it, but you missed about three syllables or added three.
He added three.
Let's not get so specific, Joe. It was in my head. I just couldn't get it from my head to my mouth, which is fine. It happens a lot. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Let's bring back Will. Let's bring back Roy. Let's bring back David Berryhill. David, we got a question. We got to bring back David. David, do you do pools? We have a couple of text questions here wanting to know if you incorporate pools in your backyard landscaping design, patio design.
So we don't do the pool itself, but we do decks and patios around pools, open porches that access them, absolutely. And kind of one of my favorite kind of projects to do because you can have a lot of fun with it. Especially if it's ground, above ground, you can do some cool things too.
All right, Will Santiago, what's the craziest garage you've ever designed? 847 wants to know that.
Someone wanted a purple garage door.
And we
got a pink one.
All right.
Did it work? They did want a purple garage door, and the color with Benjamin Moore, we were able to do it. We have color swatches with Benjamin Moore. It was powder-coated, and we got them there. I offered pink, but they wanted purple, so we got purple.
Oh, nice. Cindy wants to know, David, would you please say the name of the garage door specialists? So, Will, your dime, your dance floor. Please say the name of your company.
It is fixmygarage.com, fixmygarage.com, serving the entire Chicagoland area, 847-998-5555, 847-998-5555, your garage, our commitment.
And I have a 847, Joe, and you're seeing the texts. 773 and 847 are sending me the definitions of vociferous or whatever it is.
Vociferous. Vociferous.
That's the word.
Is if you're going to stand in the middle of the street and just shout out, crying.
Oh, that's not the word. Okay, right. Never
mind. But voracious is eating. What you were trying to say.
So I had a block, but I had the V right.
It's not so much a block. It was
completely wrong.
Right.
Okay, but it started with the V, so I get credit for that. 312
Valentine's Day.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Text message 847 for Roy. Roy, what is the typical cost? Well, I'll put typical because each crawl space is different, Roy, right? Different sizes for different houses. I'll change the text. Roy, what is the range of costs, investments, if you will, for our listeners to encapsulate their crawl space? Because a gentleman earlier in the show called about encapsulating his crawl space. What are ballpark ranges?
Well, yeah, obviously it would depend mostly on the size of the crawl space. And, for this liner, we have this clean space liner that's guaranteed against punctures, and it just transforms the crawl space because it's really bright and white and clean. So the liner itself, you're probably looking typically between $1,000 to $2,000, for a normal, if you will, size crawl space. But again, sometimes there's waterproofing pumps, other things that may need required. So every house is different, and we'll give you a custom quote for your situation at absolutely no charge.
All right, another one from the 630. What does the $110 service maintenance program that you mentioned cover?
Well, it's a 10-point inspection. They'll clean out your stormwater pit. They'll pull out the pump, check the impeller, water test the pumps, the check valve, the discharge lines. If there's a high water alarm, they'll check that, to check the batteries. Then they'll go walk around the foundation, clean out the window well drains, check your downspout connections, look for any cracks or landscaping problems, grading problems, concrete solutions. So there's a very thorough inspection. The guy, it's typically done an hour, hour and a half, and if there's no problems, there's no problems.
David, please help me from the 708. We need a solution for our backyard. We have three large dogs and very energetic dogs like that tear up the grass every time they are outside playing. And it's absolutely awful when the weather is wet like today. What can we do? Use the yard isn't big enough for a designed dog run. Thank you, Nancy in the 708. David.
That's a tough one. I'm not a dog expert, but certainly doing a wood deck or some type of patio is going to give them less things they can tear up.
Right.
But there might be a more economical solution than filling in your whole backyard with surfaces, plus a little more attractive. So that's a tough one. But the products we work with, I'd probably stay away from, unless you go with the real high-end low maintenance, it'll scratch up. But the high-end stuff is pretty scratch resistant, so that could be an option too.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. You were mentioning during the break that you're getting a lot of listeners emailing you not only honey-do lists, but they've been sitting in their homes for 45 days noticing all the projects that they want done, and they're sending you pictures. How's that been working out?
It's great. Not only for things for us to do, but questions. A lot of questions on painting, believe it or not. Prepping the walls, how to prep best. Preparation question mostly. We refer those right to our painter. He answers them directly. But we're getting questions of all types. And most of them are trying or working on doing it themselves.
Right.
So, and we're fine. We just want to help them.
And just make sure they're doing it themselves in the proper way.
Yeah, I figure maybe 30, 60 days from now, we'll go in there and fix some of them up.
Right.
Right. So,
like in my house where I try to be handy and then realize
you've told me some stories.
I better stop and call a professional. All right, so we only got a couple of minutes left. Will, what would you like to leave our listeners with on this wonderful Saturday afternoon, buddy?
Feel free to send pictures. Again, visit us at fixmygarage.com. Or call us, 847-998-5555. Doesn't matter if it's a small job, like a basic repair, or, you know, full-blown garage remodeling project, drywall, cabinets, and, of course, brand-new doors. We're here for you, 847-998-5555. And, again, challenging you guys, support your local restaurant and pay it forward. Get an extra gift card for the next person who can't afford it. Pay it forward.
All right, thanks. Well, David, from Architect, what would you like to leave our listeners with this weekend?
Great to talk to everybody. Hope you get a chance to get outside and enjoy some warm weather, which hopefully we'll see soon. And stay strong because we're going to get through this.
All right. Thanks for joining the show this weekend. Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, what would you like to leave our listeners with until the next time they hear you on the show?
Let's just, if you see something, say something. If you got problems around the home, don't put it off. This is a great time to do it. We got crews who need to work, and we've got great financing, and so now's a good time to get things done.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Send my best to Lauren. MegaPros Joe, what do you want to leave our listeners with, bud?
Be grateful. Be grateful for what we can offer, what we can do for each other.
All right. And if you want to reach Joe. Whoops, that's not firing. 847-658-8989. Okay, there
not
you
bad,
go.
Not bad.
It's a horrible. I have a horrible voice. I want to thank everybody for listening. I especially want to thank Julia, who called in at the beginning of the show, for sharing her story and allowing us to be there with her to help her navigate through 20-some years of just being in debt. And we're going to help Julia square herself up and get out of her 6% loan, pay off the $50,000 worth of credit card debt, and get in a much better position. Thanks to all our listeners for listening. We're going to be back next Saturday. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Be safe. Be healthy. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody.
Back to that same old place, Sweet Home Chicago.